This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 29, written by George Vink. True Hospitality. From 1 Peter 4. Love each other deeply. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. When we visit our son's family in California, our granddaughter would gladly give up her bedroom without grumbling. We're reluctant to impose, though, so instead we accept the hospitality of a friend's apartment. In Peter's day, hospitality involved more than making room. Not only did a host focus on a guest's needs for food and shelter, but hospitality called for a warm welcome and kindness. It even had a certain ritual. On one occasion, Jesus reprimanded a begrudging host, pointing out what he had failed to do. No washing of feet, no welcoming kiss, and no anointing with oil. In other words, no hospitality. Ouch. Hospitality calls for accepting someone as a friend, no longer a stranger. It flows from loving God. Today's scripture provides some strong words about ministering to people who are hungry, poor, strangers, or in prison. Hebrews 13:2 adds, "Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it." God has invited us in. Can we do any less for the least of these brothers and sisters? Offering hospitality means being ready for the unexpected, so that we can welcome people as Jesus did. We don't need a hotel to do so. Will you pray with me? Jesus, we look forward to your coming again, to live with us in your kingdom forever. In the meantime, help us to offer hospitality to others in your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.